Inside. wanting to ride. Switching to guide. Yeah, switching to guide. Yeah, switching to guide. Hello, hello, and welcome to State 51 on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Welcome to State 51, as I say. I'm your host, Alex T, and let me catch you up a little bit. Last week, we looked at how the... Okay, ready for this? We looked at how the Canadian Radio, Television, and Communications Commission imposed a requirement in the early 1970s that all Canadian radio stations devote 35% of their track lists to Canadian music. And there was a whole formula on how they decided that, etc., etc. We covered the oddball songs that gained popularity as DJs looked for Canadian artists to fill airtime. And then that took us all the way to the late 70s, by which point the Canadian classic rock business had really developed, even if it was just a mirror of the American industry. But by the late 70s and the early 80s, influences from across the Atlantic began to be heard. While the US radio stations were at first notoriously resistant to punk, the genre got more attention in Canada. For instance, the debut album by the Monks reached double platinum, and their second album was released exclusively in Canada. This is particularly surprising, given that the Monks were actually a phony British prog rocker group disguised as punks, which explains their lack of popularity in Britain, as they saw through this phony posing. So it seems like you don't need a quota to have a unique cultural touchstone, albeit a British one. This coming up now is the Monks with Nice Legs, Shame About Her Face.
Shame about her face.
Kill your own sedatives and other pills, and you're somebody's mama. Oh! Even if you're just a lady,
Hello and welcome back to State 51. I'm Alex T, and you just heard Making It Work by Doug and the Slugs. Doug went to my high school, by the way, at the 100 years celebration of Danforth Technical and Collegiate Institute, the centennial, as we call it. There was a little shrine to Doug, and I prayed there. And before that was Somebody's Mum by Pointed Sticks, mum as in bum and not mom as in bomb, you might note. And before that, at the very top of the show, you heard This Beat Goes On by The Kings, which highlighted a, I hope all of this together, slow transition from punk to pop punk to just good old pop rock. Now, it's interesting because This Beat Goes On by The Kings actually performed better in the US than in Canada, cracking the top 50 here, as in the US, while failing to do so in The Kings' home country. However, classic rock radio still plays The Kings around the clock in Canada, at least in my experience. And so while it's been largely forgotten here, perhaps indicating the biggest impact of the quota system is its ability to preserve artists rather than make them famous in the first place. Now, coming up next, we'll hear another transition between genre. We're going to go into the early days of cold Canadian synth pop and post-punk, starting with the Paola's Eyes of a Stranger. The band actually was named after a scandal where record execs paid American DJs big bucks to play their tracks in the 50s. Unsurprisingly, the song Eyes of a Stranger by the Paola's didn't chart in the US, but it reached number 4 in Canada. Then we'll close the segment with the icy Holiday in Bangkok, revealing further transatlantic influences, this time from the Kraftwerk-inspired band Rational Youth. So we'll have German sounds and jabs at American scandals coming up next on State 51. Of course, it's worth asking if that really represents a unique Canadian culture, or if it's just too thin to be meaningful. Maybe culture is often constructed through these small acts of differentiation, as thin as they may be. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to State 51. Holiday in Bangkok by Rational Youth is actually coming up next, but I thought I would first jump in real quick to drop some facts. What you just heard there was Nova Heart by Spoons, which reached number 40 in Canada and did not chart in the US. Another possible reason for this differentiated success is, like with early punk, Canadian and American DJs had somewhat different responses. So DJs were resistant to punk in the early 80s, late 70s in the US. And they also saw synth pop as an alternative to dance music rather than as a genre of pop music. So that could explain its lack of success. But without further ado, this is Rational Youth drawing from Kraftwerk on Holiday in Bangkok.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to State 51 with me, your host, Alex T. Coming up next, we'll hear when pop was really put into synth pop. But first, a quick message. I have to say to you, don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This has been a message from, in fact, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Hello and welcome back to State 51. My name is Alex T. Shout out to all the people with four-letter first names. Today we've been looking back at the early 80s Canadian underground. A few successes were found with jabs at American scandals and some European influence, but by mid-decade we had returned to knockoffs of American genres. What, again? We'll close out with some AOR, the staple genre of 1980s American rock radio. Coming up next is Go For A Soda by Kim Mitchell, which reached number one in Canada while reaching just number 86 in the US. Then we'll close out, as is tradition, with another excellent top-tier tribute to my father, Andrew, who rubbed shoulders with the band Helix during his time in the Hamilton music scene. Helix's track Rocky reflects Hamilton's punk scene, but by this point, the band had moved into more AOR, even a metal direction. So now it's almost the mid-80s, and Canada's bands are selling out. Will Canadian cultural identity survive or be killed in the womb? Tune in next Tuesday to find out. And one last thing, don't drive under the influence or you're going to injure yourself. And one last thing after that, if we have time, we'll throw in a little DOA, Vancouver's own hardcore punk band. And if you know the genre hardcore, you might be surprised to find out their album, 1981's Hardcore, is the first time that that term was used to refer to that music. Again, this is Alex T. Coming up next, Go For A Soda by Kim Mitchell. We'll be right back.
Youngstown Rap.